At 314 Training Academy, their goal is to provide players of all ages with the latest indoor facilities and services to assist with all of your baseball and softball needs. From individual lessons to training camps and team practice sessions, you're sure to have the tools necessary to strengthen your game. And now experience their powerful combination of analytics and entertainment with HitTrax, the first and only baseball simulator on the market. For questions and additional information, call 314-963-1110 or visit 314trainingacademy.com.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway View of GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Your name, your email, credit card info, address, we'll plug it right in for you to Cardinal Glennon's website. You'll receive a confirmation email. It's a tax-deductible donation. I promise you this, the dollars that they raise here and that we raise here in this hospital are put to great work. It's a blessing to have the Glennon Factor and Cardinal Glennon here in St. Louis. All the things they do is just unbelievable. Thank you guys for making it here this morning, being part of this somewhat emotional day for me. I've spent nights in this hospital. I walk these hallways. It gives me a sense of grounding. When I'm having a horrible day at the office, and I mean I've had some bad ones, I come down here, I hang out with the kids on 4 North, and I don't think about work anymore. I don't think about mortgages. I don't think about my problems. It gets all put quickly put into perspective, and I see what these families down here are battling. So not to start the morning off with kind of a sombering tone, but this is a serious cause. It's a serious place that does wonderful things, and they could use your donation. So donate today to SSM Health Cardinal Glennon all day long. We're doing a radiothon. You can call my office directly at 314-781-9700. I got the cat here. The cat wants to say something, sir. Go ahead.
I'm familiar with Cardinal Glennon from the Homers for Health, which the Cardinals have gotten behind 100%. And just to put it in context, you're talking about kids that are going through the worst nightmare you could go through, and for the parents, it's obviously every bit as bad, and they have a chance to get some of the best care in the world. And even if they can't afford it, donations make it possible. Cardinal Glennon has open doors to anyone. It doesn't matter. They're not looking for insurance forms right away. The goal is to take care of these kids. So I think it's a great cause.
Well, thank you, boys, for being here. And again, if you want to donate, and please do, every $5, $10, $20 donation is huge. And you can call 781-9700. That's my office number. We're kind of shutting down half the office today. Half gets to work on mortgages. Half are taking donations. It's the least we can do. I'm fresh off a plane from Atlanta, Georgia. As a lot of you boys know, I was down there doing some tailgating. And it was an incredible weekend. And I was talking with a special guest there last night. And I was telling him what we're doing today. And I think we're going to have a big donation coming on here in a couple hours. And I'm really excited to be here.
You know, as a city, St. Louis has its warts, and we've taken our shots and our hits here in recent years. But one thing we have is fantastic hospitals. We really do. And this one's right near the top of the list. I can't imagine a city where you have access to better health care than in St. Louis.
So we're set up in the Costa Center. And when I walked in, there's just, you know, these – it looks like a playground, like a kid dreamed up a playground. You got a school bus, you got a submarine. And that some of these things are built with the money raised for Homers for Health. But – As Ryan mentioned, you know, the costs of health care are always increasing, and you know, these tests and these treatments, they take a lot of money, and so that's why the donations are so important. So the Ryan Kelly Radiothon, we're starting it off right here, and it's going to go until 2 p.m. today. The press box will be here live, the Midday Grind as well, and we're going to talk with some special guests throughout today's show, some cancer survivors, some parents of some children who have seen their kids. You know, find treatment and find cures here at the hospital. And Ryan will be dropping in, I think. And if you just want to feed off of Ryan's enthusiasm, which is basically better than any cup of coffee you could ever find, you can.
True that.
He's gonna be doing some Facebook Lives as well, so he'll be all over the place this morning. So you better go ahead and just meet his goal, because he's relentless, as we've learned. He'll get you in the ring, and he'll beat you up. He'll hike to the top of the mountain. He'll do whatever it takes to get his goal. We know this.
If you ever want to feel bad about complaining that it's too hot or it's too cold, or you went to the wrong place and you're grumpy, you meet one of these brave kids and realize what they're going through. Most of them have a smile on their face. The parents are going through the same thing. You almost feel like a huge pang of guilt for even caring about the other stuff that you thought was important. So this is a good way to start the day by feeling good, by helping someone else. And I think it's a great thing. I really do.
Ryan, you're obviously passionate about this. How did you get involved in this to begin with?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't want to take the whole 7 o'clock hour because you have you got your great question of the day, Doug.
Right.
We can stop now.
Just 1 week.
Don't tell Matt. He'll leave. He'll just walk away.
I'm going to do my best not to get suspended, so I'm going to pipe down on that.
I got the log, you.
Years ago, a mentor of mine, John Gatewood, came to me, and he said, Ryan, you're getting somewhat successful. I guess that's very relative, but he manages my money, and I was at a point in my life where I no longer was paycheck to paycheck, and my wife and I no longer had to worry about how we're going to pay for schnooks, grocery bills. And John said, it's time for you to get into giving back. You need to find organizations that you're attached to, that you're close to, and you have to find ways to use your business and use all your skills to raise money and raise awareness for these organizations. John Gatewood happened to be the president of Make-A-Wish Missouri, and well, he was definitely on the board also for the Cardinals Wives Dinner at Fleming's. So clearly he hit me up for that first donation for our good friends over there at Make-A-Wish Missouri. And I wrote my first check. And for years, I continued that, and I continued to not only donate to Make-A-Wish Missouri, but to also include other organizations. And for me, being local in St. Louis was huge. And I met with the people at SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon, and others, like Friends of Kids with Cancers and Backstoppers throughout the area. And I started going to work and doing everything my mentor told me to do, raise money, raise awareness, without really knowing why I was doing it. Then about 2 years ago, a little over 2.5 years ago, my former business partner and I decided to split up with him and leave him and bring the home loan expert in-house. And basically, we own it now. We wanted to leave my partner and his company and do it on our own. We knew that we could do it a lot better. And through that operation, as much as I tried to keep it clean and protect my borrowers and the brand and everything else, it got really nasty. And he did his best to bankrupt me, to tarnish my brand, to do everything he could. And some days through that separation were so tough. I mean, I was at the Sevens building in Clayton Road, literally about ready to just jump off the roof. I was just so frustrated. It was going so bad. But rather than doing that, I would get in my car and I would come down here to Cardinal Glennon. I would call down and say, hey, I need to come down. I want to come see the kids. And they opened the doors for me because of all the giving back I had done. And they let me hang out on 4 North, which is an incredible place for me. It's the cancer floor for children. And I'll tell you, as soon as I came down here and I saw those kids and started interacting and started playing, I quit thinking about what I was going through back at the office, and I was able the next day to go back in there and put in another day and fight the company and fight for the company and pull us out at the end. We were very successful without my ex-partner. We're doing all the great things we thought we could be doing, the philanthropy, the giving back, the growth, all of that. And so Cardinal Glennon has actually paid me more than I can ever pay back to them. The giving back short answer started because someone told me, and now I see the true value in it. I'm a firm believer for every dollar you donate in life, you'll get 2 back. And I've seen that happen. I donate a lot, and I've seen the company make a lot of money over the years since we started.
Yeah, important perspective, and as Kat mentioned, it kind of changes your mood when you walk through these doors and think about what some of the folks in here are up against and the attitude that they have when they attack it. So you think of that person in your life who inspires you, make a donation in their honor, or just, listen to today's show and hear some of the stories, some testimonials, and Ryan's going to make it easier for you to donate. I think you were saying earlier, so many times you think, I should donate, and then, you walk out and you have a parking ticket or someone calls you or texts you and you forget. Well, you're making it easy. Call your number. They can punch it in right there. It's not going to be something where you send it and you don't know. Did they get there? They'll send you that confirmation email right away. You can just hold on to it when you go to pay your taxes. Just take that form.
That's right. Call right now, 314-781-9700 to learn more about Cardinal Glennon. You can visit their website or you can visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Boys, I appreciate letting me jump on. I'll let you get your show kicked off now. I'm sure a lot of people want to hear SEC and all kinds of football around the nation and all that.
Well, we want to hear how Kat went to the wrong place this morning, is what we want to
You did too,
hear.
Though, right?
Well, I know, but you seem really, really, really bent out of shape about it.
I'm not anymore because I thought I just said little things.
Thanks, Ryan.
And then you see walking in here, the family's just trying to heal.
Yeah.
And then you realize that what you were ticked off about is minuscule.
Do you ever trust the Google map and then wish you didn't?
Well, here's the thing. So I know I was new to Iggy. We discovered a few weeks ago that you can actually get voice directions on your phone.
Correct, yeah. This is a new thing that
Google's
doing.
But I've been
Google's
using it for a while, and you sort of have to put your trust in it. There are a lot of hospitals, SLU is here, and there's a lot of buildings all clustered together. So if you're not sure exactly what the right one is, so I said it was on Grand. Is that the right one? And I saw some of the signage for Cardinal Glennon, but it was beyond it. I didn't know that it was separate.
Sure.
So I parked.
Right.
Went in, and then was looking for our contact person, and Seymour said, "Oh no, you're in the wrong hospital."
Now, did you get in your car and drive over here, or did you just walk? Because I think we were at the same place. I decided to walk, which, in hindsight, I probably just should have jumped back in the car.
I jumped back in my car.
What about you, Doug? You just rolled up right to the curb.
Drove right
huh?
here. Yeah.
Attaboy.
I've driven by Cardinal Glennon about a
thousand
times.
Well, so have I.
In my
and that's
life.
What I'm saying. I know it because you see the sign.
Right.
You see Cardinal Glennon, pow, and red lights.
Sure.
And then I put it in the GPS just to be safe to double check, and it took me to the wrong spot. See, I should have just trusted my instincts. The one time in my life where I actually knew where I was going.
Well, it worked out. We're all here. We're all here on time.
Absolutely.
It's no big deal.
And what seemed to be something that was a big deal a few minutes ago now doesn't.
No.
Got it.
I've said this before, but, you know, when you do stuff with Homers for Health or some of the Make-A-Wish, and you see these kids, and they're so brave, and you honestly think to yourself, I was complaining because, you know, they ran out of coffee, or then you feel like you're not worthy to be in the same species with these brave kids.
Right.
And so I'm glad we're here. I'm glad we're doing this, and I'm glad we're all together. I hope. Doug is a little better for the rest of the show. He's a little shaky so far.
Yeah,
well,
I've got an idea here.
I've got an idea here where we could make some big donations to Cardinal Glennon.
Go ahead.
Big time stuff that might be beyond our means now. And that is to win this DraftKings thing coming up this weekend.
So you think if we win the DraftKings and we win the big bill, call it the big bill for billion,
Ryan,
how much? Just donate it all.
That would be
go
very
ahead,
nice.
Big guy.
Can
donate
I put
it all.
Can I put a disclaimer?
Go ahead.
We love DraftKings, and we encourage people to play. But if you want to donate to Cardinal Glennon, that's something separate. See, we don't want you to say, hey, I'm going to go on DraftKings and win and then donate. Let's
just
make it two separate things,
right.
two very, very
well,
good endeavors.
If you're confident, you donate first and then win DraftKings later.
Right.
Yes.
We're trying to find and make a new billionaire in St. Louis who would be more than able to make a huge donation. This is why I bring it up. But football season's here, and there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you know what you win? $1 billion. With DraftKings, there are many ways to play. You can choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends, family. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where they'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. You make a bad draft 1 week, you know, change your team completely the next week. So get to DraftKings.com now, and I'm about to give the promo code, and there's been some confusion as to what the promo code is. Apparently it's the way I pronounce the word. I've been to a speech pathologist. They have worked with me, and I think I can pronounce the word correctly. Here's the promo code, quarterback. Now, you may not have understood it the way I taught. I have a regional accent, and it's hard
maybe
for
slow it down
to
a little. Slow it down a little.
The promo code is quarterback.
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 Is that with a
It's with
H?
A Q. It's with a Q. Quarterback.
Is that kind of that's one of those things with it has umlauts, right?
It has
an umlaut over the U.
No, I'm saying it just as clearly as I can. So to get to DraftKings.com now, use the promo code quarterback to play in DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in prize money this Sunday. And if you draft that perfect lineup, you win $1 billion. That's the promo code quarterback to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest totally free to enter, so why not play DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Seems to be some confusion on the text line and broke back.
Quarterback.
Oh, Mae Young's newborn hand.
As clearly as I can.
Said some other things that I'm probably not going to read
in
the children's hospital.
Don't do it. It'll get us thrown out of here. What's this? We're trying to do something
good.
We'll get
tossed right on our heads.
Don't read them. Don't.
Do you ever go on remote and feel anxious about having the text line open where someone else might see it? Someone who might not understand, Kat.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be sitting in front of a wall or
something.
Well,
here's what you do. What do you call this part of the computer? The screen.
The screen, yeah.
Tilt it down a little.
Technical term.
Tilt it down a little.
Well, I can't because, you know.
No, just a little.
No, but it falls. Look, it doesn't stay. There's no catch.
What kind of legit journo has a computer that where the screen does?
This bad boy, this warhorse has been through some times, Kat. I've been trying to break this.
A lot of journalism on those keys, huh?
And it's just a beast. Spilled water on it, dropped it straight out of the car onto the concrete. I can't break it.
Still dude, you got a Dell. Those things were popular like beast. 9 years ago.
It's like that first, what is it, Nokia phone? Where you literally could just throw it off a three-story building and it wouldn't break. Now, if you like put it in your pocket the wrong way, the screen shatters.
What's the top of the line laptop cost these days?
Oh gosh, a couple thousand probably.
Is it really
more than that? I'll bet more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you need top of the line, or
no.
do you need a word processor?
I just
more
need
than
something that can connect to the internet.
All right.
Preferably something that's not this heavy.
Well, that's a load.
I would think a scribe like yourself probably needs a built-in thesaurus.
I don't use a thesaurus, Kat.
Do you ever use one?
No.
You've never been at a loss for words? Another
I mean,
way to
no.
describe
the thing,
something?
The thing with a thesaurus
I'd like
is
to use
go,
the word contemplate,
go, oh,
but
I
it find, doesn't seem right. What's another word?
I find a word that means the same thing as another word but sounds better. Well, no word means the same thing. Every word is different, so you shouldn't just settle for
no, I don't think
word.
That's right. Dog, canine, same thing, two different words.
They're different words.
Pooch, but there's a more cutie.
I don't like that. I don't think that's AP style.
Do you use the
AP
style book?
I'm a stickler for the AP style. I get theirs and yours correct, thank you.
Well, I wouldn't get bogged down in that.
You know, being in electronic journalism, Doug and I, we tend to just say things like, well, the local nine had a good day San Diego way.
Yes,
sure will
sharp.
Be interesting to see how this all plays out.
That's
really all we need. Doug and I really need probably about 12 words to do what we do.
Who's
Doug,
big for you,
Doug,
Coach?
How come you don't pin columns for Doug's Big Channel's website? I would just like, wouldn't you just
don't
like to read
pin.
That
first
on
of all, don't
Monday
say
morning
pin.
Read, Doug's My Thoughts from the Weekend.
See, I don't know.
Vaughn's
I don't know as the TV station's websites.
Cusimano writes.
Are they?
I read
are
them
they,
all
are
over
they,
the place.
Are they? Is that like a big part of the websites? That's a big part of what you're doing now?
We have a lot of people on our website working round the clock.
That's what I'm saying. Why don't you just pin a
better,
Monday
better.
Morning?
Doug used to do these rant
Monday
things
morning column.
Where he'd yell at his dog or yell at someone at motor vehicles or something. Yeah. That's who he is. That's what he should be doing. If I ran Channel 4, and there are talks underway, but
the
I would say Doug once
signed.
A week, we're going to call it Doug's Doozies or something like that. But we're going to feature you and your wry sense of humor. We're going to let you. Take the piece. I would call it a piece.
I wouldn't.
Take
it
the
that.
Piece wherever it piece. Wherever it leads you, Doug.
All right. Well, I'll try to think of some extra work for you guys too.
Well, I just think, you know, I read like Cusimano writes for like one of the local magazines, and it's like, you know, Cusimano's takes. I just feel like it'd be a good way to
it'd
be a good way to help your
it.
Brand, Doug.
Doug, it's not always about money.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yes, it is.
Who's
sometimes
big for Doug?
Doug, sometimes
my Monday
it's
take.
About the it's a love of the spoken word and sports in general.
Sometimes
and
just,
I know you have passion for both and you bring it from your loins.
Don't you have that burning desire to share your take in any form? In any way, shape, or form?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay.
Not really. I get plenty of time to share my take here. I get 3 hours a day to rant and rave.
Yeah, it's not true. I've seen him sometimes when the Cardinal Clubhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Post game, and he'll say to me, I'm just getting sound. I wish I could do a stand-up. He's like, I had a great idea. Because he has passion for his job. It's his chosen profession, and he loves it.
He does.
And
you're I just good think at it. I'm just trying to get him to evolve and expand into the writing form because I feel like if we could just get a weekly column, Doug's who's big for Doug?
Who's big for
every
you?
Monday morning, post about 8 o'clock AM while people are sipping their coffee, that's gonna get good traffic on the web, Doug.
I don't know how it works at your place, but at our place, and I love working at Fox, but sometimes we come up with ideas that aren't necessarily generated in the Fox Midwest area proper. They're generated somewhere else, so we follow the rules. And there was a time I wrote three or four things for our website. I think we called it Cat's Tails, Cat's
Perfect.
Pajamas, something clever
that's,
like that.
That's
and
good
I
stuff.
Gave a few hot takes, and then I kind of – it didn't seem like it was getting like a lot of traffic, so I kind of just sat back until they – didn't ask for any more, and then we stopped doing that. Goldberg was doing it. I was doing it. I think Pat Paris, to be in Paris, I think was
that's a good
that
one.
Yeah.
We did that for a while at Channel 4, Doug's Big Channel.
What
we
was yours called? What was it, Doug's Doozies?
Doug's
maybe
Doozies.
If you
wouldn't
have
that be good?
I don't know.
It harkens to a simpler time.
I don't think it really had its own title.
What do you mean?
It, more like
it had
blogging.
To have a headline.
Back when blogging was big. Everyone was big.
People
oh, you still
blogging. Derek Gould on line one.
Got to blog.
Blogging
who
still
cares
is big.
About a blog.
I just think you needed a better title, a better headline.
I don't think that.
Doug's Doozies, episode
Doug's
one.
Doozies.
Doug's Doozies, week two.
Who's for big, blogging purposes.
Who's big for Doug this week?
Do you ever read blogs?
Who would you write about if you were writing today? Carlos Martinez?
I don't know.
Carlos Martinez is big for me.
I don't know.
What about Jose Martinez?
Ooh.
He's hitting like 350 since the All-Star break. Yep. And you know what? His play at first base really improved.
Don't hold your hand up to your face like that.
I didn't want to tell you because next thing you know, you're going to be on camera at Channel 4 going, you know who's improved defensively? I just thought of it this morning. Jose Martinez.
I think he's going to.
Look for it in my blog. Doug's Doozy.
I'm not having a blog if I can help it.
How about a vlog? It's a video
Ooh,
blog.
I like that.
No, it just seems like a lot of work.
You could do it from your car while you're driving.
That would make sense.
No, you shouldn't, because then you could crash.
Mm-hmm. Well, it works for us at the old two bins.
Now, where do you drive when you do that?
Oh, all over the place.
Where?
Anywhere.
Not the big.
Oh, sure. Sometimes we get on the highway. Sometimes we go
sometimes
over to
I have a guest.
East St. Louis. Sometimes we drive down by the stadium.
Sometimes they like wear crazy costumes.
Damn.
These two guys, Ben and Fred. Ben, Fred, I call it driving Miss Hoxie. Because Hoxie won't drive, I guess, because he's got little hands or something.
No, he just tends to get lost.
But,
that's the secret.
But you never know what these guys are going to say.
You never know.
And in a way, that's a vlog, isn't it?
It is.
And you have a GoPro set up on the dashboard?
You know it.
And guess what he makes per vlog?
How much?
Oh,
$4,000.
Let me guess,
raking
zero.
It in. I'm just raking it in for the company.
Now, what the deal they struck, because I saw it in the paper, they get $4,000 per sewed. But since Ben Fred drives, he gets to dole out the money. So he gets $3,000.
Right.
Hoxie gets one.
How long
here's,
are these sold?
Actually, here's the deal. They say drive this car, and you'll make money for the paper. But if you wreck it, then you have to pay for the car.
Is that the deal?
I said, sign me up.
Yeah, that's a nice deal. And how long are they?
Just about 5 minutes, yeah.
And you get $4,000 for
that? Oh, yeah, for me. just personally,
drive
just
all
banking
day.
It. No,
and do you call them sodes?
That's not true. But the cool thing is it's nice to drive a car that you'll never ever once be able to afford in real life. I mean, that's cool.
I gotta say,
a Jaguar is pretty neat because you know they'll never have a Jaguar.
I think it's the dumbest thing in the world unless it's a revenue stream to someone's paying to have that car. Otherwise, what do you have a Ford Fiesta or whatever?
Well, look,
it doesn't matter what car you're driving.
Look, Kat, this was a grassroots movement that started in my Honda Ridgeline. And the people just loved it so much that the money came to it. If you have a good idea, and I'm segueing this into Doug's Doozies, if you have a good mm-hmm. idea, the money will come.
Okay.
I think this show's an example of that.
Now, Doug, if this thing is successful, can you imagine, excuse me, I'm going to whisper to Doug now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if someone really popular like yourself did it? How about mm-hmm. drive time with Doug?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they're making. You could double it, so $8,000 per sode.
What about this, Doug's Backseat Confessions?
Hold on. We just tripled it, $12,000.
$12,000 for a five-minute blog?
Yeah.
Yes, I would do it.
Here's
all
what happens.
Long.
It's an Uber. You're in the back seat, but you act like you don't know you're recording. You just talk about what heinous act of
– Didn't they do that on HBO?
Vile act you did.
That's the whole point.
As if you don't know you're being recorded.
Okay.
And then you go, hey.
Seems like a ripoff of a show.
I just came from the club. You know me from television. The name's Doug. Let me tell you what happened. So I'm over there, and I'm dancing, you know, getting my swerve on.
Right.
And then you just make up a couple of stories.
Okay, that should be easy.
And then as soon as it's over, someone hands you a check for $12,000.
I like that.
You don't even have to make up stories. You can just tell the truth.
I'm all in. We've workshopped this, $12,000 for a five-minute episode.
Seymour, get a sponsor. And,
that's Hollywood money.
And I'll set everything up for a small handling fee. Industry standard is 65%.
I'll be your social media manager. I'll make $150,000 per year.
I have an honest question.
One video a week.
I have an honest question. If someone came to you and they said, hey, this thing driving Miss Hoxie is taking off, but we think it might be bigger with Doug, we'll pay you more. Would you dump Hoxie for Dougsy?
Oh, no doubt.
Oh,
you would. What?
Wow.
You got to go where the money is.
You turn your back on
He'd
your
do the
partner?
Same to me.
You think he would?
Oh, sure he would.
You guys came up together doing
hey,
the
Kat,
ripping
your,
off the Letterman.
Who was your
the,
first
the,
broadcast
who
partner?
Who was the guy that did the first comedians? Isn't that
I think it was us. It was us, and then it was Jerry Seinfeld,
Jerry Seinfeld.
Then it was the carpool karaoke, but we were first.
Yeah, you were first.
Right.
So there should be some loyalty there.
Who is your first broadcast partner?
My first.
Can't even remember him. See, things change.
Well, I mean, I've worked in the industry a long time.
I know,
I'm
but that's
lot
what I'm
older
saying.
Than you.
This is just my start, boys.
Oh, okay.
I'm going places.
Are you?
Yeah.
Especially with this vlog.
My first broadcast partner was Bob Eubanks. And,
I was on a telethon with Bob Eubanks years ago on Channel 4, and I actually got to say the phrase, back to you, Bob Eubanks.
That's nice.
Was that a career moment for you?
Yeah.
Absolutely, it was.
One of the highlights of my career.
Since we're dropping names, actually at the Homers for Health game shows, Chuck Willery was a guest at one of the segments because he's well-known as a game show host.
Sure.
And I had done my segment, and there was a lot of people there, so I just wanted a little grub because I had already worked hard. And apparently they had a green room for Chuck, and I saw that he had a bunch of cheeseburgers in there. So I just went in, knocked on the door. Hey, Chuck, Jim Hayes here. Just grabbing a couple of cheeseburgers.
That's fine.
Yeah, right? So
how many
can
he
eat? That's
my
claim to fame.
How many can he eat?
He had a big tray of burgers, so I grabbed a couple for myself.
He was probably happy to share
with
the fan.
He seemed nice.
My big moment in broadcast, you guys know Chris Trevino?
Yes.
So Trevino
is the nicest guy
in the world. He's been at KOMU in Columbia for, you know, years and years. I grew up listening to Chris Trevino. Like, that was, we would watch the news at night as I was a kid, and Trevino would do Mizzou sports.
Remember he did that thing, Doug's Doozies?
Yes.
No, that was
Sorry.
And the first time I met him at Mizzou as a freshman, I was like, my knees were like shaking. I was, you know, I was so intimidated by him.
Really?
He couldn't be nicer. But he's the kind of guy, if you tell him, like, where you're from, he'll remember it the rest of I saw him the last, I went to that alumni basketball game. He goes, hey, how's your fiance? I said, good. Cassandra's from New Berlin, Illinois, tiny little town outside of Springfield. Their mascot is the Pretzels.
Nice.
He goes, the Pretzels! I said, Chris, how do you remember this? Like, his mind is incredible. I used to watch him
like
take,
an elephant.
He can take those Sporkle quizzes, like, and be like every NBA arena and just name them all at the top of his head.
Pretzels.
They don't, he doesn't even cover the NBA.
You know who else is like that? Bernie Federko.
Really?
Mind like an elephant. Yeah. He worked at Channel 4 way back when, right after he retired, just to kind of get into the TV business.
Sure.
And took a stroll around Channel 4. We introduced him to everybody. And there's 100. Everybody wanted to meet him. So there must have been 200 people walked up to shake his hand and meet him. And a day later, he knew everybody. Remembered every name in the building.
Really?
There were people that I'd been there with, you know, for 10 years.
Hey,
I'm
guy.
Still not
hey,
sure
you.
What their name is today. He knows them all and could probably tell you what their name is today.
And Mike Trevino, Federko, Hall of Famer, legendary player, one of the nicest human beings, honestly, you could ever meet.
That he's so nice, you forget that he was a superstar. Right. You forget that he's a Hall of Famer. He seems like the guy next door.
He is the nicest Hall of Famer you could possibly ever run into. Mm. By the way, I do have – this is bragging, but I don't care.
Go ahead.
You've been in the business a while. You get a little jaded and everything.
Sure.
You know, doing your work, you meet some people. You just – anyway, when we were in San Francisco, Tim McCarver, another legendary broadcaster, really great
He's
guy.
Awesome.
Who is like Mr. Team Guy, you know. I mean, his broadcast career, I mean, he doesn't even have to say hi to us. That's how big – and he couldn't be nicer and just excited about doing games. Like – he's, you know, he's an older guy. He's got more excitement and energy than we have. Anyway, he said, I think I'm going to go meet Willie Mays. Would you like to meet Willie Mays? Yes. And he set it up where I got to meet Willie Mays and shake his hand and spend a few minutes with him. I honestly felt my knees shaking. That don't happen anymore.
I know.
But that's Willie. I mean, right? Mm-hmm. Willie Mays, it doesn't get any better than that.
How old is he now?
I think he's 83. But he's still clear thinking, and we just talked, and then he swapped some stories with McCarver. You know, I was just a fly on the wall with Danny Mack, and what a great thing. That's one of those things where you meet people and you sometimes take it for granted. This was one I'll never forget.
That's nice of him to say that. I really enjoy him and Danny Mack together, and I said something the other day, like there's no better stories than Tim McCarver stories. When they're on the road and someone said, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, if you don't enjoy that, then just turn your TV off and go outside.
And
because if you don't appreciate hearing funny, well-told stories from the past by a guy who was there and a part of it and has a great sense of humor, then just turn your TV off. Just watch the game tracker.
It's not
for you. With
fan
graphs
and
stats open, and just watch that. If you don't want to hear anything other than just the balls and the strikes, then just watch that. I've
told this story before, but that kind of tells you Tim McCarver has such a wide swath of knowledge.
Talk about anything.
So we're in the – I think it was in Pittsburgh. It was a key game last year. I don't remember when. And we're looking at the lineup, and something was different about it. And so he's looking up at it, and he goes, Jim. And I was like, oh, he's going to say, he's going to give me his. And he goes, you know what really caused the Peloponnesian War? And I was like, that's Tim McCarver.
I heard him say on Sunday, he said, after the game, I'm going to the Edvard Munch Museum of Modern Art. I beg your pardon?
No, that's.
We got to get him on. We got to get him on here.
We went to dinner. He took us and a girlfriend of his and Danny Mac, and it was this restaurant that was a little out of my wheelhouse, I think out of Danny. I don't want to speak for him. But it was like the tasting menu where they brought it's like you don't order. They bring you, and there's like 12 courses, and they're big plates and tiny food, you know, and it's like stuff that you haven't – oh, it's an asparagus wafer. Oh, this is really good. But just sitting around talking to him for the dinner is unbelievable.
And I like how as he gets older, his filter kind of leaves a little bit, and he will rip them at times.
Yeah.
I've heard him say, this is the worst base-running team I've ever seen.
That doesn't sound like him.
No,
That's kind of Pepperidge Farmsy.
That was kind of really old guy.
Crack in my day. But that guy, Tim McCarver, and I give Danny Mac credit, too, because if you're a national broadcaster, Joe Buck wrote about it. You know, Joe Buck from St. Louis, oh, he hates the Cardinals. No, he doesn't. Tim got some of that. And I think being on the broadcast, working with Danny, it became quite clear that he loves the Cardinal tradition. Now he's a Cardinal Hall of Famer. His speech was great, by the way, but it's been really great work.
And Danny does a good job of bringing out the best in him. You know, he kind of throws something out there and lets him take it. Then he's selfless enough to step back and run.
Those guys have developed a real bond, and you can tell on the air.
I'm old enough to remember him as a player with the Cardinals. He was a really good player. He kind of gets lost in Cardinal history among the great catchers that they have, but he was really good for a long
time. Came up at the first at the age of 17.
Yeah, that's crazy. Seeing him and
well, they had a deal back then where if you were a bonus baby, if they drafted you and paid you so much money, you had to go right to the major leagues. So there was La Russa was one. There was a number of them who got to the major leagues right away because they had to, and then some of the guys never came back. Other guys went on to be big stars and never went to the minors. Al Kaline was a guy who, after his senior year of high school, he was playing in the major leagues that summer because if they paid you so much money, you had to stick for a certain period of time.
And when you first got into broadcasting, you were a bonus baby.
Same way. I went right to CBS Sports
right
for like
the
a
ladder.
Week and a half. Like a week and a half, and then they said, let's send him down to Rochester, Minnesota for some seasoning.
Well, yeah, you were kind of a Colton Wong type. You had to struggle a little bit at the major league level. You went down. It was humbling, but you came back better than ever, I would say. Now you've been on this. If Colton can mimic your career –
he'd be doing really well.
He'll be in line for some all-star appearances.
I'm happy for Colton Wong. You know, there were times where people wanted him gone. And I remember, like, I've always been a Colton Wong
honk.
I have, just because I believed in his potential. I saw what he could do. And there were times where it didn't happen for him. And then you sold him out in that article in the paper. You know, do you remember that?
All right, come on.
You remember when
revisionist history.
Ben French sold him out and
I didn't make him look bad.
I'm kidding.
But people are going to think that that's true. Here's what happened. The Cardinals were thinking about – he wasn't hitting well in spring training. The Cardinals were thinking about platooning him. I said, what do you think about being platooned? He didn't like it. He said as much. It was no different than what anybody else would have said. But Colton says.
Yeah.
Colton doesn't have – he doesn't necessarily say what's politically correct. He says what he thinks.
Right.
And I appreciate that.
But
sometimes
I was kidding about that, but you
also
believed he would be
absolutely
a good player. I remember you agreed with me. I would get killed on the Twitter tweets and, even on the text line here because I just believed
he's been their most consistent second baseman. He's hitting at a career rate. He's steady defensively. They win a ton more when he starts. I mean, everything that you thought he could do, he did. And if he wasn't hurt, he's having an all-star caliber season. He wasn't an all-star. He's been hurt a little bit, so his numbers aren't always in the rankings you see. But if you look up averages on base, even slugging to some degree for second baseman, he's right there. What's up, Sea Monster?
Hello, Sneaky.
Would you guys like? I apologize for interrupting, but would you like to try an experiment here?
Sure. Oh, okay. Sure, yeah.
We are on remote. Tim is on remote, and now we are going to try to merge the two.
My.
Plowboy, go ahead and pot Tim up, and let's give this a try. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Tim.
Hey.
Hello, Tim. Well, the
Logan, everybody.
Failed.
Hey, oh, there he is. There he is. There he is.
Just when you're ready to count him out, Doug.
Yep. He's there.
I was talking it over with the plow padre.
Who are you?
What did you say? Were. I believe I was in something called Q.
Oh, well, you're out of Q now, and you're hot.
So, Tim, you're doing your own remote this morning?
Yeah. Well, I've been. Well, you were in California. The standard Milwaukee San Francisco road swing.
Yeah.
I was doing the basement road swing. The Seamaster set up the studio in my basement, so that's where I've been doing the show from. Because as soon as I get a text, I run upstairs and feed young Jameson.
So you are in the location. We're here at Cardinal Glennon, which is a great location, but you're at the location that every listener would want to be in. You're at the most sought-after remote in the history of the show.
No, a few listeners have been over here, and I've bottomed for them.
What?
You can't
We're in a
that.
Hospital.
We're at Cardinal Glennon.
Your son is going to hear it.
There are speakers all over the hospital.
You ask me a question, and then I go, sure, I'll have a conversation with you. I didn't know we were going to talk about my basement. We're going to talk about it. Let's talk about my basement.
Oh, I feel bad for the kids.
But at some point,
how do I explain this to the kids?
At some point, you're going to be at a third grade basketball game, and young Jameson is going to introduce you to one of his friend's dads and say, "Hi, this is my dad. He bottoms for the listeners."
I mean, wasn't it Stephen Wildwood who told us that soccer games are apparently a hotbed for dads on the down low?
It's not true. I went to 100 soccer games.
I didn't have a child, and then I heard that, and I said, Anna Marie, let's do this.
I think it's overblown. It's terribly overblown. I was never hit on.
You were never at a soccer game and noticed a fellow father maybe
not
giving
once.
You a look that was a little too long?
Not one time, no.
Maybe you just don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, you got that to look forward to then. Kind of an odd reason to have a child.
So, Tim, how's fatherhood going so far?
It's going wonderfully, thank you. The cat, he'll be 2 weeks tomorrow, so we're enjoying.
Well, they
it,
grow up know. Quick.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's already 2 weeks, and we're starting to plan on schooling. No, it's just it's super cool, and I love it. I haven't left the house very often in the first couple weeks. A lot of feeding. It was a rare combination of I got defecated on and vomited on, and the first time I didn't have to pay for it. What?
No! I got to throw up a stop sign.
Well, the Cardinal Glennon security is now approaching at a fast rate. So, Timmy,
welcome to the club, and I wish Lord. Many more vomiting situations.
Have you had experience what they call a poonami, Tim? That's where that's where the diaper can't quite contain it all.
No,
I'm not familiar with it. I don't know if that happens. It what 13 days old though.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have enough abdominal muscles to really give it a good squeeze.
Yeah, he's
he'll come.
He's straight milk, homie. You know, that's all he's got. I think that's that way for a good long while.
Yeah, sure, before they get teeth, for sure.
I think your first, your official induction into the Dad's Club is when your kid's old enough to talk back and has a tantrum in a public place, a store or something, and you have to bounce him out of there while everyone's looking at you. That's when
I think achievement unlocked.
Yeah, I think that's when you realize, okay, I'm a dad. Everyone looked at me as my kid is throwing lefts and rights at my face as you remove him from Lowe's. Right. And then everyone's looking at you, and the only thing that I could think of to say was, good straight punches, son. And I turned to the horrified.
Positive.
Yeah,
always
that's
positive.
What I said to the horrified onlookers. You got to be positive.
The cat, when did that happen? What age should I expect that?
I think it was like 3. He was acting up, and I said, "Look, I go, Tyler, we're not going to tolerate that behavior. We have to run an errand here." And he was acting up, and I looked at my wife and I said, "I'm bouncing him." And she's like, she immediately got away from the situation so that she wouldn't be stared at. And I scooped him up, and I go, "You're out of here." And he's like, "No," and he's hitting me in the face as I'm carrying him out. And honestly, people were looking, and that's what I said to them. Good straight punches, son. you have to be positive with
the kids,
you have
to be encouraged. Sure. You know, I have the text inbox here. Right. And it's wonderful because the listeners, Doug, they like to interact with the program.
Sometimes good, sometimes not so much.
Hank just texted in. He said, Tim, the best part is the free golden showers. As soon as that fresh hair hits those little privates, there she blows. What does that mean?
Hospital. Hospital setting. Dar, she blows. Don't say Dar, she blows. We're not whalers.
Doug is bent over the table trying to hide his face.
Yeah, that's what we've been spring training
trying to unplug the speaker. Trying to unplug the speaker here with the children's hospital.
Another great thing to look forward to is the first illness or even minor thing that happens with your kid, and you rush him to the ER. And then the staff there rolls their eyes when they hear what you're there for.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a new parent, you tend to overreact.
No.
Oh, there's some overreacting.
Oh,
gosh,
yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Serious illness. And then they tell you it's constipation to go home and you're ready to sue the hospital that day. And then you get home and the kid uses the bathroom and everything's fine again. It's all the next thing. Is that how it works?
No, you like the little temperature and they're like, call us when he's at 104. And you're like, 104? He's going to turn into
flames. Who's running this place?
That's spontaneous combustion. What do you know? And that's apparently kids can have high fevers. And
oh, yeah.
So you run it to. And then it's like, well, you know, it's 103. We'll take him back. And they're like, no, it's okay. He's fine. We checked him out. Call us when he's 104.
Mm-hmm. I got a call once when my oldest, Johnny, was about 2.5 or 3. It was left on my email, on my voicemail at work. And it was my wife saying, you got to meet us at St. John's. Johnny's hurt. The fireman says he may need plastic surgery. See you there. Goodbye.
What? What? What was that? Fireman says he needs plastic. What was the whole house burned down?
So I stop what I'm doing. I drive 85 miles an hour to St. John's, now Mercy Hospital. And he just, one of the friends threw a toy at him and cut his nose, and it was bleeding. So she called 911, so they sent the fire truck. And so they took him in the fire truck to the hospital. But I was led to believe by this voicemail
right.
that he needed plastic surgery by the fireman.
And that was the first son?
Yes.
And by the time the third one rolled
you
around?
You don't care so much.
She calls you and says, I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah, it's a cruel world. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps, child.
So John Vaughn's been in a fire truck for plastic surgery purposes.
Yes, he has. A little cut on the bridge of his nose. Yeah. Yeah. It was the voicemail that got me.
Now, John's the one at Mizzou, right?
No, he's out. No,
no John leads the fan page,
John's
Ben.
John's the one on the fan pin, yes.
Right.
And the one at Mizzou is
Greg.
Greg. Yeah, Greg is the one I want to meet, Tim.
What's that all about, Ben?
Yeah, what is that about?
Well, I think you know why, Doug.
Oh.
I think you know why, Doug. He runs in attractive circles, Tim.
He runs in attractive circles? What are those?
He does.
Oh,
he
like, does. Oh, really? I see what you're saying. Really? Tip of the cap.
Yes. The next time I'll be going to a Mizzou game, I'll be asking maybe meet him up at a tailgate.
He wasn't there this weekend.
I'm sure he'll invite me over.
First,
me to meet the boys.
First football game this weekend. They don't go to see Mizzou play Missouri State. They go, let's get on a plane and go to Vegas. I mean, who
they went to
that
Vegas this weekend?
Yes.
He balls so hard.
Balls
who does
so
that
hard.
In college? Where'd that money come from?
Probably from you.
It didn't come from me. I haven't been to Vegas in 30 years. I'm not sending him. First
so he seriously
weekend.
Went to Vegas this weekend?
Yes, about four of them went.
God bless
any
him.
Any pics yet? Is he posting to the gram?
No.
I got to follow him. Tim, you should follow him.
Yeah, what's his –
Trust me, Tim, you should follow him.
I don't think so.
Wow, look at Greg Vaughn.
I don't know.
You know he's the less talked about Vaughn brother, but he's doing big things.
I don't know.
Maybe he needs to get on that fan pin and talk about
what
he's doing. I don't think he does. I don't think he does. Too busy jet setting around the country instead of
Doug. There are a lot of guys on that fan page who bang them two at a time. The best in the world.
I don't know about that.
I think Doug says. I like how Doug says, "Where did he get this money?" And two weeks ago, his son was saying, "Dad, I really need these books. Yeah, they're brand new. I can't buy them used. I need $2,000."
He doesn't have two
and
nickels to rub
Doug
together.
Said, okay, son, I'll further your education.
Maybe he had a hot tip on that South Carolina North Carolina State game, and he wanted to ship
Tim.
The role.
Well, he said he did win a bunch of money while he was out there.
There you go.
Wouldn't you like to lead your life just as about a 21-year-old kid? Just go through your entire life about that stage.
That's probably the perfect age, yes.
Yeah.
You can get 30, Ben, which you haven't reached yet, but 30 isn't bad because you're still kind of there. And if you play your cards right, you still don't have many responsibilities, but you at least have some cash. Now, if you're Greg Vaughn and whatever he's doing, I guess wagering, and you have some cash, then yes, 21 would be the choice. But the difference would be at 30, you usually at least have some cash and ideally not many responsibilities. So the metric we want to run is cash high, responsibilities low, and that's the sweet spot.
Well,
all right, this
that,
sounds like a syrupy answer, but I'm fine where I am right now because I couldn't imagine going back without having my son around. Honestly, that's the way.
How about that? Doug, how about that?
That's the truth.
Doug looked at me with sentiment.
He looked at me with contempt, like I'm making up. It's
that's
the
a
truth.
Nice sentiment.
It's the truth. I wouldn't go back beyond having my kid. Those are the greatest.
Even
years
though you
of my
could
life.
Be dead at any moment now, you could just keel over now.
Yeah, but at least I met him. If I went back, I could. There's still the chance I could die at any moment, and I would never have had my son Tyler.
Well,
don't
you
ever think like that?
Yeah,
your sons are the greatest thing in the world.
I'm just saying that was about the
oh,
most
now he's
fun
like,
time
oh, of course anyone
Pat's
would say that.
Pat's definitely a better dad than Doug.
probably so.
We've determined that on today's
I disagree.
Sure.
I think you're a great dad. I consider you to be a fatherly role model. I do.
I think Doug's
your sons
Doug's
came
not
out
just,
great.
Doug's not just a father to his biological sons. He's the father to the fan pinners, I think, too.
Wow. I think there's an element of truth to that.
Absolutely, tough love.
I think you provide a certain amount of leadership.
I think Deke looks at you like a son who's trying to earn his father's love back.
I don't believe that's the case.
I think he does.
I don't think that's the case at all.
I think
maybe
he
you
might
should free him and give him some trust back.
I think he might look at Doug as a hot stepdad.
That too,
probably. Yeah. When you hit on the soccer game,
Tim. I don't know if you saw this on the text line, but one of the texters said it's not so much the soccer fields as the hockey
yeah,
rings for the dads.
That was Sad Panda
down.
Saying that. That's kind of where people have moved. Like people were on Washington Avenue having booze, and now they're over at Wheelhouse. So now people have moved from soccer fields as fathers on the down low to hockey rinks. So I guess I'll see if I can get my young Tyke involved in hockey.
Yeah,
that's really
skating.
My motive. Yeah, get him skating. Skate boy,
get
skate.
Get him skating. And for you, find some plunging sweaters, something to show off a little of your cleavage.
I mean, is there any way that, after being straight for 40 years, and don't get me wrong, I did, nobody can see me, put air quotes around straight when I said it, but being straight for 40 years, and then all of a sudden you see, most dads in their 40s, it's not like, it's a 5% body fat situation. Hairlines are gone. And then you go, you know what? That scruffy, hairy guy over there sure looks tempting. Does that happen?
It doesn't. It does. No. The answer is no, it doesn't.
Now, this is where our fatherhood discussion
this guy lured
is taking
me here.
Us.
Oops, it's I guess I'm gay now.
We don't stay in any lanes.
Thank
we're not
you,
limited
Ben.
To,
that's right.
We're not limited. Some people put themselves in a box. We go outside the lines.
God, that's hot. I'm not comfortable with that.
What?
I don't go outside
the lines.
You
think
we're
going to change what we're talking about just because some folks who are coming up to talk to us about this great facility we're at here today?
Yes.
You think we should change our discussion? I don't think so.
I wish we could.
No.
Well, I'm going to change it right now because I'm going to tell our audience about Harry's, Ben. That's what I'm going to do. Harry's
Razors. Please do.
Yeah, I will. Save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price by owning the factory and taking less profits. They pass those savings directly onto you. Over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Great news. Harry's is so confident you will love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and we have partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/insidestl to get it now. Get started with Harry's today. And get their free trial offer for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping to get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com/insidestl. That's harrys.com/insidestl. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Harry's Razors. There you go. And there's the word.
All right,
the good word.
Thank you.
Well,
for
I want to stick
by.
Around if I can. Since I have the studio set up here in my basement, I want to. I just got the text that my son is up, so I'm going to go tend to that. But I'd love to jump back on because I don't know if you did it in the first half of the 7 o'clock hour, but I'd like to hold Missouri football accountable. I don't know if that discussion came up or not. Did it come up?
We have not got. We have not dived into that yet. But there's plenty of accountability to be held to.
And before we
talk,
to break,
I want to talk about that.
Before we will do that, before we head to break, I do want to point out that we're here at Cardinal Glennon, raising money with the home loan expert, Ryan Kelly. It's his radiothon for the great work they do here at Cardinal Glennon. The number to call if you want to get involved, 314-781-9700. There are people standing by to take your donations. We're trying to raise money. Ryan said he wants to get $15,000 in the bank for Cardinal Glennon.
And if you know Ryan, it's best to just meet the goal and not, and because he'll just keep going.
He takes no prisoners.
He won't stop. He's going to be back on with us again later. He's doing some Facebook Lives throughout the day. He's making it easy. Just call his office and donate that way. All the shows are going to be here today through the midday grind. We're going to talk with some special guests here coming up in the next segment. So we'll take a quick break. We'll get to that. Just a reminder that this has been the 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling, which has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com is the website. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Quick break. We'll be right back here. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Elysium Restoration and Design specializes in basements, kitchens, bathrooms, and home additions. Elysium has a track record of completing jobs on time and on budget, whether it's a basic remodel or your dream project. The owner, Jason, started with an idea and a pickup truck, and over the past 20 years, he's seen every type of job there is and continues to provide high-quality work to his customers. Visit online at erdstl.com or find Elysium on Facebook. Elysium Restoration and Design, trust is one of the things they build well.